Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to a microdose with Kushifer
and Mr. Kai.
How are you?
I'm good, Kai. What's good?
This microdose on this day is good. And even though we just finished recording it some mere minutes ago, I still don't know who has won the Stipe versus
Daniel Cormier
fight.
If you know who won the Stipe Miocic Daniel Cormier fight,
us, because I or Kush has to send $5 to the victor of this bet.
Yep.
Via the Cash App. Check out the Cash App.
Cash App.
We don't use any of the other apps anymore. Cash App, everybody. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
we're gambling. As you may have told,
we're gambling. With our Cash App promo, which may be against their terms and services, but how could it not be? Well, buying a pizza, right? If the pizza was the focus of the thing, but it also costs $5, how is that different?
I don't see it.
Don't snow me with this, people. That's the same thing. Anyway, that's the purpose. That's what we're using for the Cash App. Use it for sports gambling. Anyway,
as hinted upon, we're pre-recording this, so it's still we're a week out. We're currently in the Phantom Zone, much like we were in June. So again, we're thankfully not in jail, but we are not working the next Marvel movie.
No, not happening.
Aquaman.
Is that that's coming out?
In theory,
that for real is happening. Like Aquaman.
I see Aquaman getting moved out of its December slot.
Yeah,
it's. No one really has any motivation behind it, or no one's feeling it. No one's excited about Aquaman, and on top of that, they have like 7 other movies coming out that day, and I think they're all going to get blown out of the water by Bumblebee.
It's kind of Bumble, another movie. I'm like, how does this concept still have legs? Why?
Well, the Bumblebee, they've just thrown out the entire Michael Bay Transformers. So this is the Iron Giant with a little girl.
Mm. Apparently, Michael Bay, like, one of the things that spoke to him originally was that it was a small story about a boy in his car. And this appears to have reemerged. Like, they're just, whoever that original script benefactor was like, no, we got the bits here. So they're going again. And that is sad that you're going to probably, you're fearing facing up to the Transformers, what do you call that? Like the third rehash, like a rehash boot? It's a hash boot? We got some tippage here.
Uh-oh.
The base is...
Our sun shelter is going to crash. Oh, my God. This is scarier than Universal.
Oh, my gosh. ladies and gentlemen, we didn't want to admit it, but like vampires, when this sun, it chased us out of the corner we were hiding in. Oh, dude, it's going to hit us in the head. It chased us out of the corner. I'll narrate. It chased us out of the corner we were hiding in, and we scuttled across the deck and deployed the sunshade. And then the wind, it's a big umbrella. Kush, it's stabilizing, but it caught a harmonic wind thing. It was whipping back and forth. This is like a 7-foot in diameter umbrella across, maybe 7.5. It's on 2 very large metal boom arms that would be painful if they say. Kush, very, very technical, very apt. He's trying to lash it to the main post here. But really, I think this is just a quotient of the wind and its speed and current. Would you just have a hand over there? Okay. This is riveting pod, everybody. We're going to... Oh. Okay. He's returning.
I don't feel necessarily good about that.
It looks like it. No, you've caught an angle here. We've returned to the shade. Thank you. Yeah. He's wrestled with the
Not all heroes wear capes, people.
Some of them just wrestle with umbrellas on top of event
that was
spaces.
Scarier than Universal Studios' The Walking Dead experience.
Oh my gosh! Which you also survived.
Yes,
a survivor, sir. So we're out here today. I wanted to talk about in a longer term sense, the seasons are turning. Shows are coming back to us that had gone away. And as I was remarking with the basketball season, it feels like it's been like 2 or 3 seasons since I've watched football.
Okay.
I don't know what happened with that, but basketball has been very engrossing. But by the same token, a lot of these shows that have gone away, namely, you know what, I'll just name it, Game of Thrones.
Right.
I'm ambivalent to its return. I'm not sure if I'm excited about this.
No? I want to see how they wrap it up.
Do you?
I do.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
What is that? Is there anything that you're looking forward to? You're like, you know what? I wish John and they're going to do the, you know? And they'll rule together in happiness.
Looking forward to them freaking out when they find out that their niece and nephew or whatever their story is.
I thought it was, his niece, nephew, or uncle or something.
They shouldn't have done what they did, though.
That's
I can't
a good.
See that.
That's a. I hope she's pregnant. But that's a good. Just to prove the point, that's a good reveal. I am looking forward to that. But okay,
I want to see Cersei die or kill everybody, or kill everybody and then die.
I want to see both of those things, but I don't know. Like, I feel like whatever they're going to show us is just, it's been talked about and marshaled for so long. Like,
I've just ignored all those Reddit threads and message boards.
I haven't been on any of the Game of Thrones boards. I guess just the waiting. This is a journey I started in high school reading that first book. And so till now, I'm like, I've become a different person. All of the cells have regenerated in my body twice.
Interesting.
Right? So of new matter. Mm-hmm. I still cling to these memories, but I don't know what they mean anymore. Like, do they need to resolve? Like, we've got good and evil, and people can't wield power properly, and message received, we got it.
Well, the bad news is that no matter what happens in this eighth season, that's still 16 months away, by the way.
Right.
We're getting a spin-off series. For better or for worse.
Okay.
And that I'm not excited about at all.
I'm actually a little more excited about
Yeah. Okay.
I enjoy sort of the world that we're existing in, I can grow. You can go laterally, right? And I will be like, oh, sure, let's investigate how this came together.
I don't know if it's a prequel or just.
I'm not going to be as excited about that as I was originally about Game of Thrones, and I probably won't. I may binge it in the future. That's not appointment viewing.
Like it could be the original Westworld spinoff, Beyond Westworld. It could be, you know, that series. It could just be on Game of Thrones.
Absolutely. They keep rocking
Future of Thrones.
You know, it would be a great, like, off balance one if you did one where it was like Game of Thrones, but it's Westeros, but it's 6,000 years in the future. And it's just, there is some vague place names the same, and there's like a, you know, they have some historical sites that you can go up to, but it has nothing to do with it. That's their move. They just do Game of Thrones in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just let George R. R. Martin write several hundred thousand generations of stories for these families.
Now, to be fair, I have never seen the movie, but couldn't one argue that Zardoz is the future Game of Thrones?
You know what? Sure. Yes. Let's just. HBO, they should Abrams verse Zardoz. They should just buy it and then label it as Game of Thrones in the future. Kai is doing battle with the air screen again. We've proven this is the technical.
You've tried to warn us, Kai.
Oh, I think it's there's just too much wind. All right, hold. So yeah, I think Zardoz is future Westeros in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And that is that. Are there any other shows that you're looking forward to coming back at? And yeah, how far are we? Are we like more than a year?
16 months away.
Okay.
Like
it feels long now.
So I'm going to the Game of Thrones concert in San Jose in September.
Is
and then we have a year to go from
back.
There.
You said Game of Thrones concert?
There's a concert.
Is this being performed? Is this a rock venue? Is this classical?
The guy who composed all the music for the series.
Fantastic.
He's got an orchestra. And there's sets and there are giant projector screens playing footage of the show.
Oh, awesome.
Fire and makeshift
dragons. Makeshift Dragons is a pretty lame cover band, too.
Yeah. But they'll be playing at the Hutch Hole.
Well, fantastic.
Down on Lower Third.
Well, there you go. Keep the spirit alive, everybody, for Game of Thrones. Are there other shows coming? There's a couple others that I wanted to talk about. Are there other shows coming back on your radar?
No, nothing on my radar right now.
Good stuff. I am looking forward to The Orville coming back.
That's going to be a January show, though, right?
Yeah, I think it premieres either New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. One of those two. But yeah, folks, I was thinking about it, and yeah, there's other fun sci-fi and things out there, but Seth MacFarlane's carved out a fun little piece of humor with his, dramatic space opera, and he is just reading the little cameos where he's plucking people from other Star Trek properties that have appeared in other Star Trek properties to pop up in this is like, that mind at work at this is pleasant. So looking forward to that coming back. And I think they're only going to get stronger into their second season, sort of learning like what worked and what didn't.
I think, again, they're going for quality, not quantity on this. So
yeah. That's as our I'm resident...
the 13 episodes.
As the pod's resident Star Trek expert pointed out, it was, yeah, look at those early seasons of things. They're rough. So they take a little while. And in a similar formula, as this is copped from Next Generation, I think they'll definitely hit their stride.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Travelers on Netflix.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's the Eric McCormick property where they're time travelers from the future mm-hmm. who are basically eco-terrorists trying to stop some horrible calamity from unfolding.
That sounds awful.
But the... And it takes place in Seattle.
Okay.
Or, I'm doing the finger quotes, Vancouver. And so there's an X-File-y tilt there. But they're... It's great. There's this fun little Splinter Cell thing, and they can use their knowledge and technology from the future to blend in. And then one of their sayings is, and they're already through season two, so it's season three happening.
Okay.
One of their sayings is, no plan survives contact with the past. So they're never supposed to discuss what the future was like that they came from, because it is constantly drastically different than the one that we're just describing to people that just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this cascading kind of effect where they're trying to work as teams and then they have a mission and anyway, highly recommend. It's really fun.
Okay.
And yeah, I thought
that's
first
Travelers
on Netflix. It was a Canadian produced show for the first two seasons, and it still is, but I think the company that was producing it opted not to, and then Eric McCormick's company picked it up with Netflix, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, I recommend. I'm definitely looking forward to that. That captured my imagination. And McCormick gets to play such a fun leadery role where he's sensitive and enduring, and he gets, you know, all that fun stuff. He speaks different languages to little shopkeepers, and then he has to, like, execute a congressman.
Oh.
It's that level of, like, oh, my.
Stark.
Yeah. I dig. So as the remainder of this pod, I did want to say I also was watching John Adams recently too on HBO.
Isn't that like 10 years old now?
2008, yes.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. Mm-hmm. As a companion to it, I recommend everyone listen to or read. Listen was easier for me. Ron Chernow's George Washington biography, Washington, A Life, as it is. He explores some of the more delicate or hidden features about our president and how that temperamental, but he suppressed much of his emotion and kind of made it this character, but he had a lot of emotions bubbling around and did a lot of his own arranging of events into the world that were not entirely. But he paints a really good picture. After having listened to that whole thing, 42 hours, this Adams series, fucking amazing. All your friends are back. Oh, Jefferson's a bitch. Franklin's saying clever shit. But the Quakers don't want to fight. It's right. I'm right there. I'm right there.
All right.
Adams is, like the second.
John Adams.
John Adams, everybody. And Paul Giamatti, one of my favorite character actors. The work he does in this, and then you flip it over to him as the Attorney General in Billions.
Mm-hmm.
So the range between those two is fantastic.
Did you end up finishing Billions?
No, I'm working my way through the second season. I'm trying to savor it.
Okay.
Definitely good camp interstitial food. So I'm trying to save it. Yeah, trying not to devour too quickly.
I understand.
Yeah, and then the only other thing I had here was their Thai boys trapped in a cave. And so this episode comes out in 2 weeks. I hope they've got some sort of resolution, because some of them are too little to swim out.
When we record this unfortunate news of a Thai special forces officer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He so far, he's the only casualty in this.
He perished because there wasn't enough oxygen in one of the midpoints that he came up and passed out.
A few details I read.
And then he ran out of oxygen.
I got to be honest. I'm surprised those kids have survived this long.
It's like, amazing.
When I saw the headline, this was like 3 days ago I saw that headline. I was like, oh, yeah, this is not going to end well. Like, those kids aren't coming home.
They're 2.5 miles, not straight down, but 2.5 miles into a cave that's partially flooded. If you ask me, like, would you like to go spelunking during monsoon season? I would tend to just say, you know, if somebody said, would you like to go spelunk? I wouldn't let them get the word out. No, thank you.
They're not from the area, so they were not aware it was monsoon season. That's what I believe I understand.
They're Thai. all of Thailand experiences the monsoon.
I think they're from not Thailand.
I thought they were from Thailand.
I thought they were like from Vietnam or something.
They also have the monsoon, but hold on. I thought they were Thai in Thailand. Are they not in Thailand?
See, now I'm just confused.
Either
so
way.
So I'm sorry. I've confused the issue.
What I had read, too, was that going into the cave was part of an initiate. There were team was nicknamed the Wild Boars, boys from 11 to 14. Anyway, going into the cave and writing their names or something was part of an initiation rite that they were taking place of. That's just what I read. And again, reading...
They're raising foreign, the bar on this one, then.
Reading foreign wire stories about details, and it's touch and go at best. That could be just some rumor from Uncle Drew.
Next year's class will now have to flood the cave.
I mean, they're setting... The level of tradition, it's like your brother has to die for you to join the team. Like, that's some intense stuff. So the bunch of international groups sent, like... engineers and, you know, works project people. Elon Musk is sending a few people to go look because he's got a boring company. They're good at digging. So hopefully they can get them out of there. But right now, yeah, coach is too weak to get out scuba-ing, and a lot of the boys can't swim. So
that'll
getting out through submerged caves is trouble, and they're running out of air, and they're trying to get them in food and medicine and stuff. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Well, this will be a dramatic HBO movie for sure.
I want to see Paul Giamatti as the Thai soccer coach.
The Thai soccer coach.
I think he would be great. Yeah. All right.
He's not going to be the Thai soccer coach. He's going to be the guy that has to get the message to Elon Musk. Like, Elon's like, saving kids from a cave is so passive.
No, he's
going to
be Elon Musk's guy. He's working on the boring thing.
And you tell Elon to get his head out of his ass.
But Robert, you weren't even into this project at first. Be damned what I said!
12 kids!
Boys!
Imagine if those were your 12 children!
Humans! He's spitting as he talks.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's how it's going to go down.
Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Tour de force. All right. Yeah, watch Thai Boys in a Cave on HBO premiering just before Game of Thrones. Actually, 3 months before the last season of Game of Thrones.
It's a good lead-in for
They'll
Game of Thrones.
They'll have plenty of time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Kush and Kai.
Don't follow us on anything.
Yeah, don't. Don't even pretend. Tell us an email that you're not following us, and we will hopefully see... we won't see you next time.